the Public News Service Monday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. A controversial immigration bill could allow Arizona law enforcement to arrest people who are found to be illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
House Concurrent Resolution 2060, commonly known as the Secure the Border Act, has cleared the Republican majority state legislature and is set to appear on the ballot in November, giving voters the chance to decide whether they support the measure that would make it a state crime to cross the border anywhere except at a port of entry. State Representative and a son of immigrants, Oscar de los Santos, calls HCR 2060 unconstitutional and adds it violates Arizona's single subject rule.
2060 embraces a hodgepodge of disparate subjects, including employment verification, immigration law, immigration enforcement, sentencing for drug crimes, laws related to city, town, and county administration of public benefits, and the legislature's right to intervene in lawsuits.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Many lawmakers drawing comparisons between H.R. 2060 and Arizona Senate Bill 1070, which was another controversial immigration law in 2010, which critics say led to racial profiling. And with the catastrophic failure of the Wyoming State Highway 22 over Teton Pass, the Idaho Transportation Department is cautioning drivers and tourists they must detour in order to access Jackson Hole. Authorities report the Teton Pass closure will remain in effect for the foreseeable future. Crews and equipment were on scene when the road failed over the weekend. They will continue to assist as needed. As summer storms begin, the Chesapeake Climate Action Network is speaking to people about how climate change impacts them.
Worsening storms are causing billions of dollars in damage. Sea level rise in Virginia could leave residents in a similar position in the coming decades. Jenny Siebold is a Vermont business owner whose shop was decimated when the Winooski River flooded in 2023. As a single mother, she says closing her shop for flood repairs put her in a tough financial position.
One of them was launching off into the world, and I had to often wake up in the morning and decide, am I going to feed myself today, or am I going to send my kid off to pursue his dream? And he's worked so hard for his whole young adult life, and so oftentimes I would have an empty belly.
Between 2020 and 2022, more than 3 million Americans became climate refugees. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And Saturday is World Elder Abuse Day, and AARP Maryland is observing its annual Protect Week to highlight elder financial abuse. Jen Holtz is with AARP Maryland.
So many crimes are committed by loved ones or by caretakers or friends and neighbors who you wouldn't necessarily suspect and who may be entering the home on a regular basis.
By the way, AARP Maryland will be offering free document shredding at 6 locations around the state this week. This is Public News Service. Lawmakers in Massachusetts are considering legislation to allow medical aid in dying as an option for mentally capable, terminally ill adults.
Patients 18 and older with less than 6 months to live could request medication from their physician to take at their time of choosing and peacefully pass in their sleep. Melissa Stacy with the nonprofit Compassion and Choices says those with advanced stage cancers and other debilitating illnesses deserve peace of mind.
The amount of suffering and pain that goes into that is really, really difficult for a patient to withstand and really difficult for them to go through at the end of life when they could have a medication available to them.
The legislation is opposed by the Catholic Church and some disability rights groups who claim the law could be abused. But Stacy says safeguards have been built in and rely on decades of data from similar laws in 10 other states. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
30 senators have signed on to the bill, which is now pending before the Senate Ways and Means Committee. And there's no shortage of food in America, but there is a huge food insecurity gap in New Mexico and other states.
Feeding America's latest report, Map the Meal Gap, looks at local-level estimates of food insecurity and food costs for every U.S. county and congressional district. It includes data from the United States Department of Agriculture that shows an increase in food insecurity in 2022. Sonia Warwick is with New Mexico's Roadrunner Food Bank.
The meal gap grew 10 million meals. We do know that definitely food costs had a contributing factor behind that. And also the fact that pandemic era extended programs for SNAP benefits came to an end.
Warwick says New Mexico has the eighth highest hunger rate among all states. I'm Roz Brown.
Hispanic and Latino New Mexicans, who account for 50% of the population, experience higher food insecurity rates than non-Hispanic whites. Finally, from our Nadia Ramlagan, an upcoming festival in Columbus, Ohio, aims to raise awareness about the plight of pollinators and ongoing conservation efforts.
The rusty-patched bumblebee, listed as a federally endangered species in 2017, is now only rarely spotted in Ohio, says artist Kenia Lamar, who recently created a mural in honor of the species in Columbus's Linden neighborhood. She says public art displays can play a role in capturing attention and inspiring action towards conservation efforts.
While I was working on the mural, community members stopped and were able to have conversations with me and to express their connection to the bumblebee.
The Endangered Species Coalition is commemorating 50 years of the Endangered Species Act by sponsoring murals throughout the country.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.